Well, here we are in the middle of summer. It's hard to start thinking about back to school, but I walked into Walmart the other day, and there at the front door greeted me were all the school supplies. They are out already. So whether we're ready to face that or not, it is almost time for back to school. And our friends at the Salvation Army and La Crosse and Catholic Charities are going to be helping lots of kids get ready to go back to school. On the phone with me, we have Nick Ragner from the Salvation Army. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Darla, how's it going? It's good to hear from you again. I know school supplies are already out and about, and it's crazy to think that we're, you know, just literally a month and a half away from school getting kicked off.
Oh, I know. It's like I just wanted to slow down a little bit, but that's not going to happen, so we might as well get ready, right?
Yeah, definitely, and that's what we're trying to do here in the La Crosse area with Catholic Charities, this awesome back-to-school program that we're doing. I think it's one of the coolest things that we're able to do all year long.
Yeah, I know we talked a few weeks ago about the back-to-school program, but your goal this year is to help provide back-to-school outfits for 500 students. And I remember those back-to-school outfits even when I was a kid way back when. And then for my kids, as they were getting ready to go back to school, it was always so much fun to have that nice new back-to-school outfit. But not every family is able to provide that for their kids, are they?
No, I mean, you think about it, and like you just mentioned, you think about those days when you were, you know, going to school for that first day of school, and to have those new squeaky shoes, the brand new pants on, the brand new shirt that you hadn't worn except for that first day. And it means a lot for these children and their livelihoods and kicking off their school experience in the best way possible. But sometimes, you know, there's other pressing issues for families, whether that be putting food on the table, paying those utilities to make sure that you have electricity in the house. Things like that come first, obviously, and we want to make sure that people that might have those issues can, you know, their kids can have that first day of school experience just like everyone else.
So what can we do to help?
So pretty much what we're doing with Catholic Charities Back to School, we're trying to provide, like as you mentioned, 500 students with clothing. So that's a shirt, shoes, and pants. And pretty much how people can help, we have you can't miss it, there's a 7 to 8 foot pencil that's in the middle of Valley View Mall. So if you're walking around and you see this giant pencil, you're in the right spot. And there's tags on that pencil that you can take that has all the information, that has the child's name. You know, this is a great way for people that want to give back to the community to be connected with a program that literally helps them help a specific child in need. That's why I love it so much, because, you know, if you're looking for a way to give back, what better way to do it than to make a child's first day of school experience the best it could possibly be?
Oh, definitely. And it's a real good teaching moment for our own kids, you know, to take them along and think, you know, we're getting you your back-to-school outfit, but there are some families that can't afford to do that. And these kids won't have anything to wear special for their back-to-school day. But this is a way that we can help. And also for those empty nesters whose kids may be grown and gone, you can still do some back-to-school shopping, right?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's not like, yeah, I mean, Valley View Mall, we had this great partnership with them. We started doing it last year with them. And if you're not out about at Valley View Mall, you can always give us a call at the Salvation Army, 608-782-6126. You can stop by and pick up a tag here. It gets you out and about. And like I mentioned, you know, you're not just shopping. You're literally helping a specific child that needs it the most. And that's why what I think is so special about this program.
You know, it is, because we all know that first impressions are so important, especially with kids. You know, they're judged, and kids can be so cruel, and they can kind of ostracize you and kind of leave you out. And, you know, we hate to think that the clothes are that important, but they really are. And I know for myself, you know, if I go out to the store looking like a bum, which I try not to do too often, but every now and then you got to run on, you don't have, you can't relate to this, but you don't have your makeup on, you got, you know, old work clothes on, and you're not treated the same as you are when you're dressed nicely and you go into a store and they treat you and they greet you and they go out of the way to help you. You know, it's just the way that we humans operate. So helping these kids get off to a good start is huge.
Yeah, definitely. And like we talked about, you know, I remember those first days of school, and I remember my, you know, going out with my mom and buying that brand new pair of shoes and how excited I was to wear those. I mean, it can't be said enough how important that is to kick off a child's year at school, I mean, it really can make or break an entire semester if you think about it. I mean, if they're able to go to school, be excited to learn, be excited to be with their friends and socialize and things like that, an outfit can go a long way to making sure that that happens. And we believe that to be true. That's why we're doing this program.
Well, let me ask you this, Nick. Did you ever talk your mom into letting you wear those shoes before the first day of school?
You know what? She would never actually let me do it, but I can't say that I wouldn't sneak those on every now and again and go for walks around the block a couple of times because I was so pumped to get those things ready to go.
Oh, definitely. Well, for our listeners who are familiar, like with the Angel Tree program at Christmas time where you go in and you pick a child's name off of a tree, this kind of works the same way. You can go to Valley View Mall. There's a huge pencil in the mall, and you can pick a child's name and you can find out their sizes and what they need. Or, as Nick said, you can also call the Salvation Army and get that information. So we will have all of that on the Praise Network website as well as on our social media sites. We'll share that with you. So it's just a simple way that all of us can make a huge difference. Right, Nick?
Definitely, Darla. And, you know, we appreciate everything that you guys do over there at Praise Network. You're a huge help to us, and we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for the folks like you over there at Praise Network.
Oh, yeah, together we can accomplish so much more, can't we?
Definitely can. As a community, we can make a difference, and whether it's in the lives of 1,000 people or it's in the life of that one specific child that's going to their first day of school in fifth grade, I think it all matters the same.
It does, and it's worth it. Nick, thank you for all you do over there at the Salvation Army, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much, Darla.
Okay, bye-bye now.